There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, it's got to be a good day.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. My voice and my name belong to the ages. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny, have you followed the story from Tucson? I want to see if anybody listening to us in Tucson knows what happened to that pair of kangaroos that escaped from... Some guy had a pair of kangaroos a week or so ago. They escaped. Whatever happened to them? Anybody know?
I think they caught them.
They caught them? Did they?
I think so, but it did disappear from the news.
All right, so for those of you who are in Tucson and are hot to trot, get the pun, hot to trot kangaroos.
Yes, ooh, I see what clever. You did.
Okay, so what's going on in Tucson with these kangaroos? Please let's have a live eyewitness, ear witness report. 888-302-3684. I want to know what happened to the kangaroos who escaped. I don't know what. Why does this guy have kangaroos? Did you ever figure that out, Kenny? Why is he got it?
I think he's just good. Like kangaroos.
I like them too, but I don't have them in my backyard.
Yeah, it's
kangaroos.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can look down their pouch. So what's going on with these?
Look down their pouch.
Kangaroo.
They'll box you, don't they, punch?
Yeah, I think I've heard that. 888-302-3684. Okay, here's a troubling development that really has this puts me off my pace.
Should I not be Googling boxing kangaroos? I'm gonna have to get serious.
Right. Well, I'm into something that's going on in New Hampshire, but before we get there, let's find out from Al what the story is with these kangaroos. Al's in Tucson. Al, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I miss you and Mary together years ago.
Oh, my heavens. That's right. Mary Beal and I were on together, and we used to come and visit Tucson because she lived in Tucson.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad you followed us all that time, Al. Thank you.
Doug, one of them was recovered. One of them is still missing in action.
Really? How old are these kangaroos? Do you know?
No idea. They're wallaroos.
Wallaroo. Oh. What's the difference between a kangaroo and a wallaroo?
Well, obviously a wallaby and a kangaroo.
Oh. I didn't think about it that way. So these were crossbreeds.
Yeah, and they were pets. And they got loose somehow, and somebody got some video, which is what we saw virally.
Yeah. Right.
Of them running down the road. Yeah. But one of them, I think, is still on the loose. Hopefully the coyotes didn't get him.
Yeah. How large are these wallaroos?
Well, I think they're smaller than a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Boar? I know Tucson is quite a ways from Phoenix, but the last time I was in Phoenix, there were just wild boar everywhere.
Well, they don't call a wild boar. It's not even a member of the pig family. It's a peccary.
Oh.
But it's called a javelina.
Really? Okay. A javelina.
They look like pigs, and they're all over the place. We have them here. I just pulled up, and I saw a couple of them run across the road.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
At my work.
You told us something today.
What do you do for work?
You need to come visit, Jennifer. You're only a plane trip away.
I know.
I work at the station that you're on, Doug.
Oh,
I listen to you every morning.
Heaven's sakes. Good for you. Thank you.
Thank goodness, because
Take
if
care.
You worked at the station and didn't listen to us, that would be really sad.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mr. Justice for us.
All right, I'm going to come see you guys in the javelina. I love it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. All right.
The history of the boxing kangaroo originates with the animal's defensive behavior. It's like the mascot of Australia, and it's because kangaroos use their arms to hold an attacker in place while they use their claws on their hind legs to try to kick, slash, or disembowel them. So cute.
Very nice.
So it looks like they're toxic when they're in a tank.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love a good disembowelment.
Meanwhile, in another area of the world, Concord, New Hampshire, where they're having the prep school rape trial of a 19-year-old St. Paul School graduate, Owen LaBrie is his name, closing arguments today. The information that surrounds this is moderately unique to this particular event. However, because I take almost every opportunity I can to discuss this in disgust, because there is so much of it, it is the kind of thing people say in this circumstance, well, this is a child of privilege, and he can get away with it, or thought he could get away with it, because of his standing in the community. And I've heard this many, many times. I remember hearing it when I was a student in college. I remember hearing about it when I first started doing radio, and it happened to somebody that worked at the radio station where I was. And yet we have not made a focus on this or attention to this a priority in our country. And I believe that this is one of the most important social issues, I guess is probably the best word here, of our time, because there is so much of it. And one would hope that his or her wife or daughter or sister never has to go through that. I will tell you that I've had that experience in my family, and it is not something that you take lightly. And so as a result of that, whenever these things come to trial, you wonder, okay, how is this person going to play? It's like a bad television show. You know what I mean? These portrayals of what goes on, and there's way too much of it. I think Law & Order, I've stopped watching Law & Order SVU because I think that it trivializes, although supposedly it is aimed at helping or underscoring what goes on. But the stories are pretty similar. And, yeah, maybe get to the bottom of one. But how about we get to the bottom of the whole thing?
Right.
And understanding that men who take advantage of women in this way. Now, you can say, well, women do it to men. Well, 1 out of 100 cases of rape involves a woman manipulating a man.
Well, and men don't always feel comfortable coming forward, too, when something...
No, well, women don't either.
That's true.
Women don't.
That is true.
Not at all. So, I hope this kid gets the book thrown at him. They play with these, especially, again, people of privilege, they play with their ability to manipulate things because they can hire a good lawyer. And oftentimes, again, the girl, the victim is just slighted and cast off.
And oftentimes, yeah, just pushed through the mud.
She was asking for it. You know, you hear that kind of stupid stuff. And so it goes on. And it ought not to, in my estimation. We need to be socially conscious, a much more socially conscious lot than we have been on this. 14 past the hour on Good Day. If you're one of the millions and millions and millions of American men and women who have lost their hair or who are in the process of losing their hair, perhaps you might listen carefully to the next 60 seconds or so of information about a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is a natural treatment that focuses on your hair and its loss. Provia is safe, safe, safe. It's natural, natural, natural. It's the right move for you. So call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two Provias for the price of one. You get the regular and you get the super concentrate, and it won't cost you more than if you ordered one or the other. 800-525-8319. Get noticeable results. Get your hair back. Or get your money back, 800-525-8319, Provia, and you get priority shipping for free as part of this package as well. So let's get going. Let's hustle it up. Let's get your hair back. Let's have you look the best you possibly can look. Always be your best and look your best. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Think green.
Harrison with you. French nuclear companies are hoping to build a new generation of reactors. But last month, an underreported accident at a nuclear treatment center saw about 150 pounds of radioactive uranium seep into two major rivers, flowing into the Rhone. We now learn winemakers were watering vineyards and citizens have been washing and drinking the water. Today, people are using specially delivered plastic tanks of purified water, carrying it to bathrooms for washing and kitchens for cooking. Even their dogs drink bottled water, which is then left out for birds and wildlife. Last year, there were 86 level 1 nuclear incidents in France alone. And since the U.S. has twice the number of active nuke plants, just how many incidents do you suppose are happening underreported here?
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Daytona Beach is ground zero for shark attacks. Let's go swimming today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Ride hard and surf less. Florida leads the world in unprovoked shark attacks. More than South Africa. More than Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Bite week visitors seeking a splash might want to take a cue from locals who know bite odds are small. Therefore, they don't sweat the sharks. Fear of jaws will keep certain bikers restricted to knee-deep water, while others, with a desire to be shark bait, will dangle legs from the edge of a boogie board like a pair of ripe bananas. Most sharks let go after a single bite. Apparently, we're not that tasty. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Now, Chief Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Every now and then, you may be required to complain about something, but there are people out there who complain about everything, and trust me, you do not want to be like them. Here's the social science of it. A friend of mine, head of consumer affairs for an incredibly expensive sports car manufacturer, noticed that those who bought their car to enhance their identity, they complained more and for no reason.
It's the crappiest piece of crap in crap town.
Those who bought the car for the love of the machine complained rarely to never and always tactfully.
It's fine. It's not great, but it's not the worst.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Identities can't be bought, but over-complainers cheapen what little identity they have. Next time you're required to lodge a complaint, remember, your identity is showing. Quiet and consistent implies a class act. Got a question? Love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Good economic news continues, even though it's erratic. Second quarter growth, a lot of the numbers will come out today. There are some good things. For example, well, I don't know if this is about the economy as much as it is good for the people that work for the Gap. The Gap stores, Banana Republic stores, Old Navy stores, all belong to the same company. Mm-hmm. They say they will stop requiring employees to work shifts determined in the 24-hour period before they go to work. A lot of people have that circumstance, and some companies...
Wait, what? Supposed to be like an
They were told the day before, your hours tomorrow will be.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
It is. So now they're going to give their workers 10 days notice as to their schedule.
Wow, that's extreme. What about just a week?
How about a few days? It's hard in circumstances. We were talking about this yesterday. How important it would be for the world, the United States, if we could start by shifting people's hours around so there wasn't so much traffic and so much waste of fuel. You know, all these people who keep clamoring for an end to global warming and fossil fuels, you realize how easy it would be to eliminate about half of the idling in cars? Yesterday we found out Washington was the worst city to travel in the country, and L.A. is bad, New York is bad, and Seattle's bad, San Francisco's bad, Boston's bad, yeah. Okay, but if we encouraged, if these blowhards in the government, instead of just yakking about things that are supposedly their pet peeves or projects, if you actually did something, and how easy would it be to give tax credits to companies who have a staggered work schedule for their employees? Pretty good idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
The super brain of Huey Lewis. Number one song during this week in 1985 was The Power of Love. We'll go through a number of number one tunes for you here as you go back over the last 25 years or so. That's The Power of Love. Right. Good song. Good pop song. Even singing all these. Don't you think it was... I think about this when I think about the Boss or some of these other people like John Cougar. I don't think Huey Lewis was a smoker. I don't think Springsteen was, but Mellencamp certainly was.
And you can tell.
Oh, yeah, right. Listening to some of the stuff, how they keep up singing to the extent that they have. I don't think that Huey Lewis, who can still get at it, could have done it. Anyway, it'd be nice to. I have not ever seen him in concert. I'd like to see him perform
his
hits.
Back in the 80s. Yeah. Really good.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
That's the Power of Love. Okay, so we got that. Huey Lewis, number one this week, 1985, Power of Love. Los Lobos next. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-bamba. Number one this week, 1987 is the year. Los Lobos, Richie. Sing this every night as you and your wife drift off to...
Absolutely, yeah.
My darling La Bamba. Jennifer, how are you, La Bamba? Is it okay?
They are hanging just perfectly.
Perfect. La Bamba, okay. Do we spoil this with the George Michael number one this week? 1980.
Spoil it? George Michael, awesome.
Yeah, but this song was so great, was it? You all like
love
this song?
The Monkey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's called Monkey. Yeah. Couldn't do anything to me. Number one, 1989, Richard Marx.
Oh. That's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Talk about boiling.
Yeah. Richard Marx right here waiting for you. See, I don't mind this kind of stuff. I don't love it. Nice sentiment in the song.
Best friend with one of my friends, Robert
Marx
Conrad.
Is? Really?
Wait a minute. Richard Marx and Robert Conrad are best friends?
Buddies. Well, yeah, buddies.
That is unlikely.
That's interesting, yeah, right.
He helped Richard Marx get started. Richard Marx produced his daughter's album.
Nice. Right. Next up on the list this week, 1991, number one song belonging to Bryan Adams from some movie.
It's
a Robin Hood. Is
this Robin Hood? Kevin Costner. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Best part of this song is that big fat Gresh that he plays.
Yeah.
Big body guitar.
All right, Boyz II Men up next on the list. Number one during this week in 1994. I do like this song.
Yeah. This was my graduation song from high school.
Yeah.
In 95. Yeah, we were a little...
Did your whole class slow dance to it?
Yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh.
All right, let's move into 1995, number one song during this week in 95 from Seal.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do we think of this song?
This was from what movie?
It was a Batman movie.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Really? Which one?
What year was it?
1995.
I'm going to say George Clooney's Batman, but I don't know.
Let's see.
All right, let's keep moving, Richie. Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Now we're talking.
Number one, 1997. Number one during this week in 97.
This is when he sampled the Police.
Yeah, this is actually, yep, for this genre, this is a pretty good version of this song, I think.
It's a great.
I'll be missing you, Faith Evans and Puff Daddy.
And you know who they wrote it for?
Who?
Biggie Smalls.
They didn't write it. This song was around.
No, but they made this song, for Biggie
Smalls.
Yeah.
Is that when Biggie Smalls got killed?
That's right.
Are you impressed that I knew that, Jim?
I am.
All right, let's share Brandy and Monica. Number one, sweet 1998. All right, we have time to squeeze one more in, Richie.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. Dance on, Jennifer.
Christina Aguilera. All right. Musical retrospectives, if you will, for your listening to Dancing Pleasure 28 After on Good Day.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The poll today at DougSteffen.com. If you've been paying more attention than usual to the stock market this week, A, yes, it's been making me sick. B, yes, and the ridiculous news media has been making me sick. I think that's kind of where I am. C, only because of the nonstop news media coverage. D, I heard something was going on, but I haven't really paid attention to it. E, I don't have any money in the market, so I don't pay attention to it at all. So our poll, thousands of people every day take it. Help yourself. We like to get the pulse of the people who are listening to this program. Yesterday's poll, should Donald Trump continue to talk about Megyn Kelly? 37% of you who responded to that poll at DougSteffen.com said he said his piece, he should move on. 26% said he should stop. It makes him look bad. Let's see here. 15%
who says
said,
more trash talk, please?
Absolutely. Show no mercy. That's what McFadden would say. 12%, why not?
No.
Isn't she talking about him?
I think he needs to stop.
Yeah, he does need to stop.
When he calls her a bimbo and you
doesn't
know,
do him any good.
Taking her on for him taking him on.
He didn't call her a bimbo. He retweeted someone calling her a bimbo.
I don't care.
Just to be fair.
Right, whatever.
Same. Yeah, okay. So there's that. Then there is the comparison today between our border problems and what Hungary is doing. People say, huh? Hungary, what's the problem there? They have had a great deal of trouble getting people from other Eastern Bloc countries. It's not dissimilar to what we were talking about earlier this week, Venezuela and Colombia. And this is going on the same with the Syrians and the Turks. This kind of migration, the illegal flow from one country to another, is a problem all around the world. We think we're the only ones here who have it. No. But I wonder what we can learn from the Hungarians, because they have built a fence. They put up a border fence. But it has done absolutely nothing to slow down the flow of illegals. It was hastily built, three layers of razor wire along their border with Serbia. Migrants either put a ladder up against it or somehow they figure out how to crawl under it.
Well, that's why I think you've got to look at some other things. Yeah, I mean, okay, so I like the idea of a wall. I think that the idea, people put up walls and fences around their property because they work.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Out, right?
Yeah,
right.
So I think that there's nothing wrong with putting up a fence or a wall. But what I think you also have to do, since we love flying drones everywhere, is having either, you can't obviously have someone stationed along every inch of the border. So having drone surveys where you can actually see if people are tunneling under or crawling over, I think makes it
the
good partner.
Drones
and a wall.
With the ability to shoot
right.
sleeping darts into people's butts.
Okay.
That's what I'm for.
There you go.
If I were president, that's what you would have.
President McFadden speaking there, ladies and gentlemen.
Sleeping darts.
A disgruntled former TV reporter who murdered two of his former colleagues during that interview yesterday, long history of erratic behavior, had not done well at other workplaces, haven't the slightest idea why these people at this station hired this guy. I would have taken one look at him, just looking at him, and thought, no, this is not a good hire. He had all kinds of problems in college. He's had suits against people claiming racism about this, that, and the other thing because he wasn't well evaluated. The guy's had a problem for a long time. He shouldn't have been in this work. He should have been evaluated differently by somebody who was a professional. Too late for that now. He's gone, and so are two other people needlessly murdered, killed for no good reason whatsoever. So many times he was reprimanded and whatever he was. He felt he was being treated dismissively. There are lots of people in the world like this guy. Lots. Way too many. And unfortunately, these people pay the price just for being there.
And so, you know, and we've talked about this already today, one of the things that we need to do is we need to start being personally responsible for this kind of stuff. If
yeah.
we see something, we need to start saying something. Yeah. If in your
if
small
see something,
business...
something, say something for mentally...
Instead of squealing yeah. on your neighbor to the IRS, pay more attention to this kind of stuff because it leads you further and helps society more.
We are so inwardly focused in this society, constantly uh-huh. looking at our cell phones. We're the center of our own universe. When we do see something that disturbs us, we just kind of turn the other cheek and scurry away. That can't happen anymore. These people are everywhere. They're not getting treatment. And if you see somebody who's, I mean, you really have to say something. And then we have to call on police and law enforcement to actually make it easy for us to report mm-hmm. people so that they do something about it.
One of the advantages we have in Virginia is we've been dealing with this how to handle people who need mental help. Because one of our state senators was stabbed and had to kill his own son, who he had tried to put into a mental hospital
a couple of years ago,
and the son, they didn't have a bed for him. Mm. So Virginia's been dealing with this. So our governor, Terry McAuliffe, who Doug, you and I both know from back on the show years ago, has been dealing with that, and hopefully this will push it, because we had the Virginia Tech shootings, and that's kind of when it all got ramped up.
I want to spend a minute talking about something that's going on in my life that has many of you who've been listening to me for, in October we start the 28th year. There are people like the station in Palm Springs that have been carrying this program since it went on the air, down in Hickory, North Carolina, since we went on the air. There are maybe a dozen, 14 core stations that have carried this program from the very beginning. And then one of the reasons that people like the program is because I frequently make reference to my farm and to farming, because that has been my avocation. I've been around cows all my life. I have had some success as a dairyman operating a dairy farm. You often hear me tell stories about selling the raw milk and what the government does to get in and screw it all up, and just me going down the same street because that's me. And I think a lot of farmers identify with what I've been through. I decided last winter, after having a horrendous time with the farm, that I would close the farm down, at least the dairying part of it. And so I'm going to, over the next couple of days, tell you a few stories. Kenny has posted PetrowskiAuctioneers.com on our Facebook page. So if you care to look at what's going on, I'm having an auction this weekend on the farm. to sell much of the equipment and the material that it's that I've accumulated over the last 45 so years. No animals, but the stuff that I have used and have stopped using because I'm not going to milk cows anymore. I'm going to raise them. I can't imagine my life being without some sort of farm influence and being around the farm. Matter of fact, what we're talking about doing is creating a sanctuary, a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary on the farm once we get things taken care of. But it starts with this auction that will be Saturday. So if you're interested in looking at the things that are being auctioned off and sort of what the farm looks like and how my pal Joe has worked hard to put all this stuff together, you can go to Petrowski, P-E-T-R-O-W-S-K-Y, PetrowskiAuctioneers.com, and check it out. In a moment, we're going to spend some time talking more about the situation in Virginia with this television station. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is it possible to turn an average learner into a gifted learner? Granted, every child is special. It's just your job as a parent to find it. It's kind of like looking for buried treasure, but if you're willing to dig, here's a technique or two and the developmental science of it.
I'm listening.
First, watch your child and notice what they like to do. Could be art, music, or tinker toy engineering. What they like to do, they'll work to learn. Next, encourage exploration in new areas. Say things like, go ahead, try it. Hey, you can do it. Encouragement increases the love of learning and decreases the fear of failure. Allow your child to excel in those areas they already find fun. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education and fun, although usually not put together, are not enemies. Even an average child can excel in things they like to study. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In unlikely places like Missouri, regular citizens feel they need to do what Washington so far won't. Byron DeLeer says he's going to run for Congress to inspire Capitol Hill to follow the economic revitalization he's seen from greenifying the Midwest.
This means getting rid of some of the worst legislators in Washington and are continuing to, like, doubt the data on global warming or doubt the necessity for us to steer clear from the fossil fuel-based economy, and is interested in architecting and interested in contributing to the construction of a green economy, an American green economy.
If regular Joes are willing to run for Congress to fix things, how long might it take for Washington to get the message from the Greeniverse?
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This running back was the 2003 Offensive Player of the Year. He's third all-time in rushing yards in a single season and second all-time in rushing yards in a single game.
Here's Lewis over the right side, broke the tackle, got his feet going, Lewis running towards the end zone.
So where is Jamal Lewis now? Jamal was charged with possession of 5 kilograms of cocaine with intent to distribute, eventually serving 4 months in a federal prison in 2005. His troubles continued when he was arrested for failing to pay child support, and he filed for bankruptcy in 2012. There was a bright spot for Jamal later that year when he was inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor.
Join me in a great Ravens Ring of Honor. Welcome as you turn your attention to the screen, and we see the 8th induction, Jamal Lewis.
Here's hoping Jamal Lewis can turn things around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, in Blossix, blocks transform into structures. Find their weak spots to destroy them. Looks and sounds kind of dumb, but it's really fun.
Two thumbs up,
Blossix. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
14 before the hour, 46 after. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. We have John Tourette with us now, news correspondent for Al Jazeera, who has followed this Virginia shooting. We know the story of the employees who came from Roanoke, Virginia, So the behind-the-scenes story, John, to this, where everybody's talking about the this fellow has a background of mental disturbances, and you could tell by looking at him that he wasn't right, so one would wonder how he got hired in the first place.
Well, it's odd, isn't it, because these two beautiful young people, Alison Parker and Adam Ward, so enjoying their jobs. They were a team. They were starting out at the beginning of their careers. They kind of only just graduated in the last couple of years. They were having the time of their lives in a beautiful part of the country here in Southern Virginia, just outside Roanoke. And then along comes, out of the blue, Vesta Lee Flanagan, also known as Bryce Williams, a former reporter on the station, who was fired in 2013 because he had lots of anger outbursts, and they had to let him go. And the manager said when they let him go in 2013, it was the most awful firing he'd ever had to go through, because things turned so sour that they had to call the police to get him out of the building. And then 2 years go by, and you don't really see him or hear from him. And then out of the blue, he comes up, and you know, not only does he try to jostle the camera crew, but he shoots them, and now two of them are dead, and the third person is injured in hospital. Now, Vesta Lee Flanagan issued a bizarre manifesto, which arrived 2 hours after the shootings on a fax machine at ABC Television, and he talks about himself being a human powder keg, full of anger about things like the racially motivated shootings in Charleston, South Carolina in July. He said he bought weapons immediately after that. He said he's inspired by Columbine from 1999, in which 13 people died. Virginia Tech in 2007, in which 32 people died. And that's ironic because Adam Ward went to Virginia Tech before joining WDBJ. And Vesta Lee Flanagan also talks about being bullied and discriminated against, both sexual and racial. So those are his reasons, but of course they kind of pale into insignificance now, really, because we have the death of these two beautiful people who, and it happened live on television, which is something we've never seen before. We're kind of in uncharted territory.
Well, we're getting to that point where nothing surprises John. These people are all over the place. Our discussion maybe needs to focus on those who are mentally insufficient, how they get that way, what do we do to stop the floodgates, because there are so many people who are quote-unquote in special need. You wonder about the drugs that kids are given in school. I mean, there are all kinds of places you can go with this conversation, besides just the facts of what was what occurred and what was done by this man. There's a whole stream of information, but we seem to just follow the course of events for a week or so, and then we just forget about it until the next time there's a shooting. And yet, when you look around, you're a reporter. You know that every day there's something going on like this. Any place in our country, this is liable to happen.
Well, I think that's another of the extraordinary issues which really come to the fore today, because have this been just a shooting, you know, that wasn't on television in a random part of the country, or if these two had died in a car crash or something like that, then there would be nothing like the nationwide coverage that is being given at this time. It is because it happened on television, and because it happened really for the first time on television. We've never seen anything like this. Regarding the mental issues, of course, it's a very difficult one, that, because clearly here's a man who has issues, but lots of people have issues, Doug. Lots of people struggle with mental illness. Don't plan, and this guy planned this, plan over many weeks to end up being in the same location as two former members of staff, and then not only intimidating them, but shooting them dead.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Originally Portsmouth in the United Kingdom. It's a big naval base, just like Portsmouth in New Hampshire.
All right. So could you imagine something like this happening in England?
Well, it's different, you see. It's very, very different, Doug, over there. We don't have a gun culture in the United Kingdom. We really don't.
No.
The only people who have guns in the UK are criminals. And there is, people find it very hard when I say this to believe that I'm talking the truth, but I am. People just don't have guns in the UK, okay? Partly because it's a much smaller country, I think, and partly because there just is no history of it. Farmers have guns, yeah. Criminals have guns, but, you know, mercifully there aren't too many of them. There's more than enough.
The police, do the police still not carry weapons?
No, they don't. Only very special police who operate at places like Heathrow Airport and Gatwick and maybe those who are on, you know, Royal Patrol or outside very sensitive buildings. Now, only those officers carry weapons. Yeah. All the others carry what we call truncheons, that you would call probably a nightstick. Now, the thing is, it's worth just briefly saying that in 1995, there was a very bad shooting at Dunblane.
John, I got to cut you off because we're running out of time, but I'm glad for the reference. Thank you. John Terrett from Al Jazeera.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
How does your pet stack up against your neighbor's pet? My pet's better than your pet. It's the Pet Show in the Focus. Now, Warren Eckstein joins us. Sean, good day. Host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on hundreds of great radio stations. And also, there's a lot of podcast activity, special interest information, all there for your liking and having at thepetshow.com. Check out his line of wonderful pet minerals and vitamins. Hugs and kisses. Specifically, these are designed for dogs. There's one for dogs, and there's another one for cats. Speaking of cats, a lot of cat news today, as opposed to catnip. I mean, maybe the catnip brings us cat news. Anyway, I've got a couple of references for Warren to check out. Warren Eckstein joins us in a moment after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside products and why these are so important, especially if you have pets. That's why they're bringing you this portion of the program with Warren Eckstein.
That's right. Well, you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray Dougie is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464, and your coupon code is Doug for free shipping.
All right, there's good news. So, Warren, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the Calgary Humane Society. In preparation for one of their recent events, they made a video, sort of like a cheesy used car commercial, touting their upcoming special deals on pre-owned cats.
Anything that works. You want to dress them up. Listen, I've gone into shelters where dogs and cats have been there for months or a year. We did a makeover on them, and within a week, they were adopted. So anything that gets them into good homes, I'm for. So if you want to call them used cats or whatever you want to call them, just get them into a home.
It's kind of fun, actually. And it's a good way. It is a good focus because there are plenty. We tend to, at least I do, focus on the canine. I was talking off the air, Warren, about what we're doing next steps in preserving the farm here in Framingham is to create a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs, bovine, equine, and canine. So anyway, there's that. There is, I'm looking at your blog here, and you can get some of the information what Warren is posting by going to the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. Here's a puppy with an unusual appearance who found a home with a family who saw her for who she really was. This is on the Pet Show's Facebook page. You come across, as this is your focus, all kinds of stories like this, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it amazes me that when you see a dog like this with deformities or a cat mm-hmm. with deformities, very mm-hmm. often people will bypass them. Mm-hmm. But yet the people I know, and I work with many, many, many dogs and cats with different types of physical challenges as well as mental challenges. And the bottom line is you don't fall in love with the outside of a dog or cat. You fall in love with the inside. So no matter what the dog or cat looks like, once he's in your home there for a couple of days, you don't even remember what they look like because that's not what you're in love with. You're in love with the inside. So I think it's great that these people were able to look past the physical appearance of the dog, bring him into this home, and you know what, Doug? That dog will pay them back every day for the rest
of
his life.
Absolutely. So you have some other things that you post. I think many of the things that you post on your website or on your Facebook page come as a result of conversations you have on the radio program, right?
They do. As a matter of fact, this week on the radio show, I'm doing a very, very important topic. You know, 93% of my listeners, and I've been on for 30 years, 93% of my listeners have either adopted shelter or rescue dogs or picked up a dog off the streets. And very often, some of these dogs might have what we call post-traumatic syndrome. So I'm going to be talking about some of that and how it affects them and how to resolve issues when you adopt a shelter dog or a shelter cat. So it should be interesting.
I noticed the American Pet Products Association is working things over because this is such a big market. $60 billion.
Yeah, $60
billion. What we spent on pets this year. That's 25% more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and when I started, it was like $10 billion. Of course, I was only 9 years old when I started that.
Right, yeah.
But like $60 billion and going up every year, recession-proof, depression-proof. Spend your money on your pets. They'll pay you back.
Dogs
enjoy it.
Are likely to be three times as expensive, Jennifer, as a cat.
Well, see?
Basic annual expense of your dog.
I can back that one.
$1,641. Yeah, exactly. Boy, Richie,
get what you pay for.
$59 after on good day.
That wasn't me.
America Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.